record your name and reason for calling. I'll see if this person is available.
Tina from Family First Care.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, this is Rusty. How are you?
I'm good. So I just wanted to go over the schedule with you quickly. So it's 12 hours a week. Week is 7 days. So how do you want to divide that?
I'm here today, so I can do Monday, Tuesday, and then what, Thursday? Would that be 12 hours?
Wait, Monday? I missed what you said in between.
Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Okay, you can do that if you do 4 hours a day.
Okay, so let me just see. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, so Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Okay, and starting from around what time?
I used to get here in the morning time about...
like 8, 9 a.m.?
That's a bit. Can we say 10?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if I get here much sooner.
Okay. Yeah, it's flexible to change. I just need to write something down in the calendar.
Okay.
Now, your coordinator, Valeria, will be taking over. She's in charge of all the payroll, the clocking in and out. So she'll show you how to do all that. I'm going to email you her contact information and just whatever employee information you'll need to know, okay? Now, I'm also going to send you your access codes to ExcelForce. That's just the website we use where you can view your W-2s and your pay stubs every week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any questions for me before I send you up to Valeria?
I was going to say, so do I have to cook?
Oh, so let's discuss last week.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can start paying as of the 6th. That's when the authorization is valid. So that's Friday. Now, how many hours did you work Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Well, I know she only did 12 hours, but I was kind of here like all day.
Okay.
With her. So I guess if you break that down.
Mm-hmm. So you can write that on the timesheet because that'll be submitted through a timesheet, and you'll also fill out a timesheet for today's shift, and then hopefully by tomorrow you'll have all your information on how to clock in and out. Okay? So
okay.
I sent you the link to the timesheet. It's an online form, so there's no paper or printing to be done, but we need the patient's signature, so do it while you're still with the patient.
Okay, no problem. And so I can just keep going back to go do the timesheet from the email you sent me.
Yes. You can click that link for whatever timesheet. You can save it and fill it out whenever you need to fill out the timesheet. And then payday is Friday. So if you fill out the timesheet by today, then we'll be able to pay you this Friday for the hours that you worked last week.
Okay, cool. No.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just ask you another question. So since I came in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I just got to do the 4 hours. I can't do the hours that I, if it was over 8 hours, right? Because she's only getting 12.
She's getting 12, so you could have done all 12 last week between the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because the week only starts on Monday.
Okay, cool. Okay, no problem. All right, sounds good. Because I know
okay.
They were trying to give her more hours at the hospital, because I know at this point she needs more care.
Okay,
no
so
problem.
If they change that, then they're going to notify us, and we'll let you guys know.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, enjoy.
You too. Bye.